This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stachow. The North Carolina Central University community is mourning the death of Trevor Van Dyke, who was fatally shot Monday night. The police investigation is ongoing. Trevor was a standout player at Clayton High School in Johnston County and a walk-on to the Eagles football team. His coach, Trey Oliver, joins me by phone now to commemorate Trevor's life. Coach Oliver, welcome to the State of Things.
Good afternoon, Frank. Thank you for having me.
Well, I appreciate you talking to us because I know this is a difficult time for you and the whole community and certainly the team. How are you and the other players coping right now? How are you feeling?
Well, you know, it was devastating for the young men to have to go through this senseless and tragic accident. But our guys, you know, they're trying to hold up and be strong. We've had, several team meetings and segment meetings with their position coaches and, to talk about everything other than football. So, you know, we're trying to help the young men grieve and just start the healing process. But our administration has done an outstanding job as far as providing counseling and having, a support service here for the young men and their families. But, it was tough times here in Durham.
Well, it has to be because you're talking about, just in the case of your team, and we'll talk about the larger community in a moment, but these are young men early in their lives. They're going to college. They're forward-looking. They're looking to a future, and to have someone taken from their midst at such an early age, that can really be pretty upending, can't it?
Yes, definitely. And, we have 120 guys on our football team, and we're a very close-knit family, and they're like my sons. And that's the worst thing that you could, as a coach, could have to go through, as far as getting that phone call at night about one of your young men losing their life. And Trevor was such a great young man and had a bright future.
Tell us about him as a player, because he was a real standout at Clayton High School, right? Played for the Comets.
Yes, sir. He battled a knee injury when he was leaving high school, and that kind of set him back a little bit here at North Carolina Central. And he fought and came back from that knee injury. And we just got finished doing drills last week, morning workouts. And the coaches, in our staff meeting, we were talking, and we videotape everything. So the staff was watching these workouts, and he kept popping up, and he was really, really – coming into his own. And I thought he had a bright future on the field, and he just had a great work ethic, and he was a tremendous athlete, and we thought he was going to have a bright future here at North Carolina Central University.
Well, as you suggested, he hadn't had much playing time yet because of the injury. He is a redshirt, I think, freshman. But so that means, right, his relationship with other members of the team can be very important because you're not in there. You're anxious to get in. How was his relationship with the team, and how did they, take him in the locker room? What was his impact in the locker room?
Well, a lot of guys that come in, freshmen, they're trying to feel their way through and don't know too many people and, just trying to find their way. But, Trevor is a very outgoing young man, and you would have thought he was a junior or a senior here with as many guys and, close friends he had on the team as well as on the campus. He was well-liked and well-respected. And, the guys were just devastated in this. When you see somebody that has a skill set, like Trevor had and was passionate about football and was passionate about life and was just a great young man, that's really what hurts, our team and that's why our young men are struggling now.
Can you tell us about the larger community, the North Carolina Central family? I know there was a vigil on Tuesday night. What's going on with the rest of the community outside the football team?
Well, here at Central, we have a lot of pride in our university, and we're a very close-knit campus. And, I walk across campus, and that's one thing about the students. Everybody, a lot of them speak to each other, which is a good thing, and people are really close here and care about each other. And so whenever you lose any student on this campus, it's just, the whole campus mourns. And, the same thing with his interaction with the athletes. We had the vigil last whatever night, the Mondays are running together, I guess it was Tuesday night, where they had the vigil, and you know, the whole campus came out, and, you know, they wrapped their arms around each other, and we sang, we prayed, we cried, you know. But the university is really pulling together, and, again, the administration as a whole has a lot of outlets and, you know, support here for these students.
Well, Coach Oliver, I and all of us here are deeply sorry for your loss, and we deeply appreciate you coming on and talking with us today.
Okay, thank you so much. And if you all would, just keep us in your prayers.
You are in my prayers. Trey Oliver, head football coach at North Carolina Central University.